to your way, I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. For thou, O Lord, above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted, O Lord, be exalted, be hallelujah. Be exalted, O Lord. Amen. Well, here we are again, Thursday afternoon. Welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. I am raring to go as we move into part three of our series, Where Are You Living? Where Are You Going? Up to now, I've been focusing on that first question, where are you living? These are spiritual questions. Remember that. Amen. I'm not talking about where you're physically living, but I want you to focus on where are you spiritually living? Amen. In the earlier episodes, I talked about that when we live outside of God, we are exposed to the distortions of reality in this world and the illusions that exist, the things that the enemy wants us to believe is truth, but it is in fact era. Amen. So it's very important for us to know where we are living. I shared scriptures about our salvation, that when we were saved, we were instantaneously moved from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Amen. So we are no longer in the kingdom of darkness, for through salvation, amen, for everyone who has confessed and believes in their heart, that's important. It's got to be in your heart, and that you know that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Savior of your life. And so now that we have been transported, glory to God, into this kingdom by being born again, that's important. Focus on the fact that you've been born again. Your first birth was a natural birth, which was through your parents. That natural birth, amen. And it says that we were spiritually dead. Spiritually dead. And that in an appointed time would have to come for us to be born again, for us to receive the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Amen. His Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us. I am going to read just one verse of scripture before I move forward. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to read, I think I'm going to read maybe two or three verses. Here we go. Verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Remember that. That verse is telling us that we are now a new creation, that the old has passed away and the new has come. All this is from God. This is verse 18. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself. So God was present as Jesus was on that cross, taking on the sins of the world. He was, the Father was reconciling the world to himself. Then it goes on to say, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We're here in the earth representing our Father as an offspring of the new creation that Christ manifested by in the person of Jesus Christ going to the cross and taking on the sins of the world, bearing the guilt and the shame. All that was set against us, the punishment was placed on him. He was the perfect sacrifice. Because after him, there were no longer a need to do anything in the natural realm in for sin. And that was in the temple. They were sacrificing live animals, lambs and birds and so forth for their sins. This is what the people were doing. It was something that was being done in the natural. But Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, through his death, burial, and resurrection, amen, has now caused us to be born into the Spirit. Into the Spirit of Christ. And in Christ, we are a new creation. Glory to God. We focus so much on the old. I'm going to get back to these verses, but I just want to just say this one thing. We focus so much on the old and what has passed away. All the stuff that Jesus has dealt with. That carnal man, that carnal nature. Jesus has dealt with that. He has dealt with that. Which is why now there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? And in knowing that, we know that we are on this journey of moving into the manifestation of the experience of the new creation in our lives. And when we focus on what has passed away, that's looking back. That's looking back into the past, which is what the enemy wants us to spend our time trying to fix up the old man, which is our carnal nature, which I think when people refer to, well, I'm only human in the human nature, they're really talking about the old man. Because it's the old man that operates in that negativity where he's envious and he's jealous and unforgiving and he has no control over his thoughts and his emotions. That's all the old man. And our Lord and Savior has dealt with the old man. He nailed that old man to the cross. So we need to focus on the new creation. And so when we spend time in guilt and shame and looking back on our past and having regrets, it is holding us to that old man, keeping us from moving forward into the new creation. This is how we should be living. As this new creation, and as we go through the series, I will look to the scriptures that reflect the type of life that we should be living. And it's a life that has been freely given to us. Being saved by grace, it's a gift. It's a gift from God. It's something that we cannot earn. It is something that we receive. A gift is given, and you receive that gift. Amen. Praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Glory to God. So read Ephesians chapter 2. It talks about being saved by grace through faith, by believing. So this renewing our mind is so important because it begins in our mind with the thoughts that we think, our consciousness, and what we begin to develop as our belief system that eventually moves into our hearts. And once it drops down into your heart, it begins to impact the life you live in the natural. Amen. So here we are. After salvation, we are this new creation. Glory to God. But we have to work with this renewing of our minds. These thoughts that limit us from seeing who we really are in Christ Jesus. These thoughts that cause stress in our lives because of how we are believing. Stress is not from God. Stress is from the kingdom of darkness. The enemy convinced us that we had to do something in order to determine whether we had a good life. And if we continue to live in this world and accept what it, the culture that it presents us and the belief system that it presents us, we are living under this distorted reality. And we become subject to illusions, things that aren't really real. And we stress about, you know, we stress about our finances. We stress about our workplace. We stress about our children. We stress about our health. And it just goes on and on and on. At some point, you've got to decide, how are you going to live? Are you going to continue to live as this old man, or are you going to live in the kingdom of God as this new creation? There are so many benefits, that we have as believers. We've been blessed. And we've been spiritually positioned in a place. It says that in the scriptures, it says that we've been positioned in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Spiritually, that is where we are. And it's a place that we can operate in right here in this earth right now. There's also a scripture that says that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Let's look at Psalm 103, verse 2 through 5, which I just love. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Here's the first one. "Who forgives all your iniquities." Not some. "Forgives all your iniquity. "Who heals all your diseases." Not some, but all your diseases. "Who redeems your life from the pit." "Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." He crowns you with the steadfast love and mercy. "Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." That's a benefit. Your youth can be renewed like the eagles. And living in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of light, where everything that we need is there. That's why the scripture tells us not to be anxious about what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, you know, all those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness, which is a gift. We seek it out. We focus our eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of faith. And the work that he began in us, that he is going to perfectly complete it. This is where we live. And in living in this place, these are the benefits, because that scripture that says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his," and all these things that we worry so much about, that we get stressed out about, that we see lack in the natural, And we immediately fasten onto that as though that is our reality. But it's a distortion of reality, because in God, there is no lack. He talks about how he clothes the lilies and the grass of the field and feeds the birds of the air. He has provided a system where he takes care of everything that he has created. We are under the watchful eye of God, and he never sleeps, and he definitely doesn't slumber. His eye is on us. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So it's time to take your eye off of yourself and fix your focus on Christ Jesus, the one who has done it all. He's paid the price and he has provided. And not only that, he has placed his spirit on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit is present on the inside of us. We are never alone. We are never forsaken. There's a scripture that talks about if we love the world and the things of the world, what that, the kind of environment or life that that creates for us, when we love the world and the things of the world, is a distortion. Okay, I'm going to 1 John 2. I'm reading out of the Message Bible. And I am going to start in verse 15. And it's talking about loving the world. It says, don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Stop right there. Love of the world squeezes out the love for the Father. When we are too caught up in the ways of this world, liking the way the world is living, right? Very materialistic world, defining ourselves through our labels, our designer labels, our expensive cars, our houses, our education. What happens if you're defining yourself through all of these things and they become your identity? What happens when that identity is stripped away? What happens when the expensive car is gone? What happens when you can no longer buy the expensive labels and take the expensive vacations? What happens to your identity? Are you able to be at peace, be filled with joy, rejoicing? That is why these scriptures are here for us, to protect us and to give us a fuller life. Let me continue reading. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. And I'm here to tell you, it's not just in the world that believers are prancing around, I'm blessed, on the back of their Mercedes Benz, which is telling the world that you're identifying your blessings with this material possession. Because that's what it's doing. You've put a label on it. You've put a label on it and saying that you're blessed because of this. No, you're blessed because you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear beloved son, into the kingdom of God. That is why you are blessed. You don't have to attach your blessings to anything in the material world. Whether you have those things or not, you are blessed. That's why you can rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Because you are blessed, eternally blessed, from here today until this world vanishes, all through eternity. You are blessed. Let me go back to the scripture. It just isolates you from him. So let me just read the verse before that. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from him. So when things go wrong and you're trying to figure out, well, where is God? I don't feel him. He's not here. Well, everything that you've been participating in has actually isolated you from him. You were unaware because you were so busy enjoying the things of the world and accounting it to being blessed by God. Earlier in the scripture, in Psalms, I read about the benefits. The benefit that we have. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, who crowns me with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies me with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. That's the benefits. When we subject ourselves to loving the ways of the world and the things of the world, we enter into that territory where we can be easily stressed out. We can get stressed out about our finances, stressed out about our health. Just stressed out about our children, stressed out, you know, all of these things. But stress is not from the kingdom of God. If you are stressed, then that's a clear indication that you're living in the wrong place. You're living in the wrong place. If you're stressed out, you're living in the wrong place. Your heart and your mind is in the wrong place. Let me continue. The world and all its wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. Set for eternity. This is where we live. By grace we have been saved. It is not because of anything that we've done. We don't keep our salvation because, first of all, salvation is a gift. Our salvation was accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we're not experiencing the fullness of salvation, it's because we are still living in a place that we've been delivered from. Jesus has set the captives free. All of us are not going to walk out the door of the prison cell. Some of us will stay there because we're comfortable there, because it's something that we know. But in the kingdom of God, there is no stress. He tells us in the scriptures not to be anxious about anything, not to worry about what we're going to wear, what we're going to drink, what we're going to eat, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is a gift, okay? You don't create righteousness. Righteousness comes from God. It can only come from God. If you're doing something in regard to your righteousness, then it's self-righteousness. And the scripture tells us self-righteousness is like filthy rags before the Lord. It's our version of righteousness. And as long as we live like that, we live our version of righteousness, we never experience the fullness of what our Lord and Savior has purchased for us on that cross. If we subject ourselves to the ways of this world, if we love the ways of this world and the things of this world, the goods of this world, we end up with distorted views of ourselves, the distorted reality. And unfortunately, this distorted reality is also in the church. So don't let your guard down in the church. That's why you need to know God for yourself. You need to know what his word says about you and about your life as this new creation. The old man has passed away. So you don't have to spend your life dealing with the old man. Looking back, because it has passed away. The scripture says the old man has passed away. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. It's in the past. Don't look back. The new has come. The new has come. And what is set before us now is the new creation. That's our path. God has been so good to us. We're not blessed because we're driving around in a Mercedes Benz or we have a house or we wear expensive clothes. You don't need those things to know that you are blessed. The greatest thing that has happened to us is that we are no longer under the dominion of darkness. That we no longer have to live in this kingdom of darkness where the world is living presently, running around anxious and worried, depressed. And, you know, why are believers depressed? Because we've been living in the wrong place. And as long as we continue to live in that distorted reality that tells us to believe all manner of things that are untrue, we become subject to all of the symptoms of the kingdom of darkness. And they're all negative. There's nothing positive going on in the kingdom of darkness. And there's a blindness in this darkness that you can't even see. You cannot even see that you're living under this delusion or this distortion of reality. What is truly real for us can only be found in the kingdom of God. Yes, in this world, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But we can be of good cheer. We can be of good courage. We can stand undaunted by anything that comes against us because the Lord has overcome the world for us. In John 16:33, Amplified says, I have told you these things so that, this is Jesus talking, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In him we have perfect peace. Glory to God. He says, in the world you have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Our faith and what he has done is what is going to give us the victory. Our faith and what Jesus Christ has accomplished, this conquest, this victory that he has obtained, is ours by faith. It's ours by faith. By faith. Father, I praise you and I thank you for your word. It is a mighty word. It's a two-edged sword, and it divides and separates so that we can clearly see what is set before us. Father, I thank you for willing hearts, hearts that are willing to let go of these things that they've been holding on to that have no real value, that really do not truly bring the joy and the peace and the unshakable stand in this world that we need. I thank you, Father, that they understand that it's not hard because you have done this for us. You have paved the way. And we walk this path that you have laid before us by faith, by believing that your love for us is perfect. That you're with us every step of the way. You don't sleep, you don't slumber. That your provisions are there all along the way because you love us and you are filled with mercy. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord, as I continue on this journey with this series, Where Are You Living? Where Are You Going? That eyes are being opened, that hearts are receiving all that you have for them. Because everything that you have for them is good, good. And what they have to let go of is nothing in comparison to what you have to offer them, the fullness of this life, this glorious life that you bring. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for being with me during this hour. Glory to God. And I pray that you have received whatever you needed for today. I want to remind you, tomorrow night, Friday night, is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And then we have on the fourth Sunday, Bread of Life, I believe. Yeah, Bread of Life at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know what? Let me just make sure that what I'm saying is right. Okay, let me correct that. Fourth Sunday, 7 p.m. is Marriage Takeover with the Thompsons. Amen. So Pastor Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. Amen. So that's Marriage Takeover, Body of One, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be blessed. I hope that you can continue to stay on this journey with me, that it will just open up things for you so that you can enjoy all that. I mean, God has blessed us with so much, so much, and we are not even receiving. I don't even know if we're receiving a third of what he's prepared for us, but we're just touching the tip of all that God has prepared for his church. Amen. But he is coming back for a bride without spot and blemish. That's what he said. So we know that the work that he began in us, he is going to complete it. And also, please be faithful for praying for one another. It says, just, we need to always be in prayer for one another, in prayer for the body of Christ. Now, it doesn't matter what we see, because we're not moving by what we see. We're moving by faith and what we know, who God is and who his promises are, what his promises are, and what he says in his word about who we are. And that is what we stay focused on. We don't want the enemy distracting us and getting us into these negative places. But we are going to speak life and not death. Do you hear me? We're going to speak life and not death. So be blessed. I love you. And look forward to next week when we'll just continue on this journey. Bye.
When you wake me early in the morning, I'll say yes at the going down of the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes, oh yes, 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 Lord. I'll say yes when my friends and forsake me. I'll say yes if I go by myself. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to when